Okay, good morning, everybody. So it's all the excitement of starting a new parak in the Rambam, a parak hey of Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is really a very beautiful halacha, and it's like the paradigmatic Misham Tetzei Hora Li Yisrael halacha of the Sanhedrin Agedola, the Beis Din Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. And it really speaks to like what are national matters. And what I really want to try to develop is like, you know, sort of the anomalous example on this particular list. In Mamidin Melech, Alapi Bezdin Shel Shivim Ve'Echad, there's obviously no national matter, you know, in the Chah, Davar Shebet Zibor, Gidolo Mizao, so that's obvious. Melech, Menosin Sanedri Kitana, Lechol Shevet Ve'Shevet, Lechol Yer Ve'Yer, Alapi Bezdin Shel Shivim Ve'Echad, right? So the fact that, you know, it's the head of the judiciary also makes a lot of sense, and that it's, you know, the vehicle through creating this Sanhedrios Kitanos is, you know, eminently logical. Right, there's some question about Dine Mamano Shel Kohen Gadol, or maybe that's even true of, you know, some of the others here, like Navi Sheker. But, you know, Dine Mamano is more of a personal matter, but if the Kohen Gadol is put on trial for his life, you know, or Navi Sheker, who threatens, you know, sort of the integrity of the institution of Nevuah, you're dealing with the fate of an entire shevet, you know. So obviously, those are bezdin hagadol matters. V'chein, you know, sin zakin mamre v'lo sin yer nidachas. Right, and we can understand those two as well. Zakin mamre, you know, is the ultimate. You know, v'chol yisrael yishmo v'yiro v'lo yizidun odar v'srichan hasra. But the Rambam has a unique shita about the zakin mamre, that it's, you know, not just that you send out messages to all of klal yisrael, but that you know really have to wait for the regel. You know, it's a national event because this person really challenged the authority of the Beis Din HaGadol. V'lo osin yir hanidachas, right, to destroy a whole city in Klal Yisrael. Now, the next one is really shocking, right? V'lo mashkin es hasota elu Beis Din HaGadol. So we'll come back to that. V'en mosifin al ir v'el azaros v'lo motzion dem b'chamis arshus l'medidas hachal al pi Beis Din HaGadol. The last one is also very fascinating. Egla rufa shenemar kol adavra gadol. So I don't think we have any questions about Kedushas Yerushalayim or Kedushas Hazara, or, you know, going to war is clearly a national matter. Those don't really require explication. But the two that stand out are in particular the Sota, and maybe to a slightly lesser extent, you know, the Egla Rufa. I think, you know, in some sense, you know, two questions, you know, you have the beginning of an answer. Now, again, as, you know, as is pointed out, you know, by Lechem Mishnah, in terms of Medidas HaChalal and Egla Rufa, in the Farish Hashim Ve'achara Yotzin Dumya Dein Mosifin Al-Ir, the Chulam Hayu Yotzin, don't say that everybody goes out, but you do need a representation, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ritzayach, in terms of the Egla Rufa, you do need representation in the Sanhedrin Agdola. So what is this all about, you know, in terms of Sota and in terms of, you know, Egla Rufa? So I think the answer is really clear, is that here you're doing with, you know, the Gimel Chamuros, two of the Gimel Chamuros, Shvichos Damim and Gilo Erayos, and even though it's the paradigmatic personal matter, it's also a national matter in the sense that, you know, Beis Din isn't just in charge with the judicial role and not just with the legislative role, but with the spiritual role, right? Being the spiritual, you know, guarantors of Klal Yisrael, and the idea that, you know, Ki Yimatzei Chalal Ba'adama, Kaper Le'amcha Yisrael Asher Badisa Hashem, you know, v'yata tivayar dama nakim kirbecha ki sasa yashar b'nei Hashem. Right, the point is that, you know, the presence of shvichos damim anywhere threatens Klal Yisrael everywhere, and to a certain extent, that's true of Arayos as well. Right, lo siya kadei sham bimno Yisrael. You know, the Ramban says, what is this? You know, bimno Yisrael v'lo ya kadei shmi bnei Yisrael. Obviously, the Torah is addressing itself to members of Klal Yisrael, but the point is that, you know, Beis Din has a responsibility to ensure the integrity of Klal Yisrael in these matters, right? Called the Mekadesh Adaita, the Rabban Mekadesh, especially with respect to these matters more than other matters. And so the presence of a Sota, you know, has the capacity, you know, to threaten a certain, you know, national ethic. Lo yasa chen bim komenu, you know, v'chein lo yasa. There are certain things, kinivala sabi Yisrael, that there are certain things that, you know, may impact one person in a local sense, but actually, you know, really threaten the spiritual ethos or the spiritual fabric of the nation. And, you know, hashkas sota achas or ki yimasei chalal ba'adama. The point is that, you know, one person is an olam male, and, you know, therefore the Beis Din HaGadol, I mean, this is a kol hadavar gadol yaviu elacha, even if it doesn't right now impact that many people, right? The potential impact and the severity, the gravity of the issue itself justifies the involvement of Beis Din HaGadol.